checking in on things happening in Lansing and around the state of Michigan with State Representative Andrew Fink. First off, congratulations on your primary win. I know you wanted at least a couple more years to get some things accomplished in Lansing, although you still have to win the general election coming up in November. It did, though, give you a chance to get out and talk to a lot of people. So as you look back on all the doors you knocked on and people you talked to during your primary run, what were some of the biggest things that came out of that people were talking about here in Branch and Hillsdale counties?
Hey, Ken, good morning, and thanks for having me on. Yeah, that's a great point. I often tell people that there's actually not that big of a difference in how a good campaign the conversation you have in a good campaign versus just having good conversations with your constituents. So you make a good point that campaigning is a way to get out and talk to the people about what's on their minds. I would say that the most frequent issue that was presented to me on the doors this cycle has been education. And I guess I would say that the sense I have is people in my district, what will be the 35th district, provided I do win in November, and is currently the 58th district, which is the same except for the city of Hudson being added. But I would say that what they want is they want there to be good, robust education. And I do think that we've been responsive to that, getting the budgets done on time. I know we've talked about that, so that the schools know what they're going to be working with. And that's been pretty robust funding. Some of that is extra from the federal government, but, a commitment to making sure that every Michigan student has the opportunity to get a good education is very important to us. But secondly, they want the education to be consistent with the state constitution's recognition of the fundamental right of parents to be involved in the education, that the schools are supposed to be an adjunct to the kind of upbringing of the child, and that the school's judgment is not supposed to supersede the parents about different issues that are presented on a day-to-day basis. So I'd say that's been the most frequent topic, and again, those are the two takeaways I have. They want a good, robust education, good, strong reading, writing, arithmetic, that kind of thing, and a connection between what happens in school and what the parents are trying to, instill in their kids at home.
Yeah, from a funding standpoint, the budget set now for the schools, for most of them, are into their new fiscal year. Of course, the new state budget year begins October 1st, but it looks like a school voucher issue might be on the ballots coming up for folks to decide. Thoughts on that, or is there some movement toward that? Is there a reason to have something like that to give parents other choices that way?
Yeah, well, I think that's actually something that probably every member, I guess I don't remember now for sure, but every member of my caucus has already supported that when it was in the form of just a regular piece of legislation. So I am optimistic that once those signatures are certified, we'll have the opportunity to introduce the student opportunity scholarships that you're talking about to Michigan families. That would, it's not a huge amount of money. It varies a little bit based on circumstance, but it would put some money under the control of a family to determine what is the educational need that's not being met that is most important to them for their child. So it could be extracurriculars, it could be transportation, it could be a number of different things that help a child reach his or her full potential, as really only the family can identify. So yeah, I'm very excited about that prospect. I think it would be a great continuation of again those two points I just made about students having the resources that are necessary for a good education, and also an education that fits that student as directed by his or her parents.
State Representative Andrew Fink on the line with us. The November ballot could be filled with a lot of issues, both on the local and certainly on the state level when it comes to issues, abortion and lots of other things. Will that bring out, do you think, a huge turnout of folks coming up in November?
I do anticipate high turnout for a variety of reasons. The governor's race, obviously, it doesn't always drive turnout as much as presidential races do, but we certainly did have really record turnout in 2020. Some of that had to do with the increase in absentee ballots, which I think we've talked about before. I don't agree with how our Secretary of State decided unilaterally to push absentee ballots out the way she did, but some of that push from 2020 will have after effects because folks who decided to get on the permanent absentee voter rolls then are still there now. So I think that between the issues, the races, and recent practices, I do think that we'll have very high turnout in November. And you know, there's it's good as long as the citizens are kind of taking the responsibility to understand the issues and what's going on seriously, then high participation is great.
All right. So on that, obviously, there's Attorney General candidate and Secretary of State candidate here in the state of Michigan from the Republican side trying to challenge Dana Nessel and Jocelyn Benson right now. Have they reached out to you to see if they can count you as one of their supporters?
Now, I haven't had a conversation with either of them recently, but I think that both of them and pretty much everybody else know I'm not a fan of Jocelyn Benson or Dana Nessel, so that's not a mystery.
It's kind of a quiet summer then for the next month or so for you guys, but scheduled to get back and do some work in September then, right?
Yeah, I expect that we'll be back in session in September, and it's quiet in Lansing, but it's a busy time for civic events in the district, just all kinds of stuff going on. So it's a great time to be, if you're a representative that wants to take advantage of the district work periods, then it's a great time to be a rep.
Checking in with State Representative Andrew Fink this morning, AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.